State Representative Ray Rapp, a Democrat from District 118, says the town of Mars Hill will receive a grant of $500,000 from the Rural Economic Development Center's Clean Water Partners Infrastructure Fund. The legislature provided monies for the fund to assist local governments with construction of critically needed water and wastewater projects in rural, distressed areas of the state. As a part of the drought crisis program, Mars Hill was awarded $500,000 for a water line extension to Weaverville. And Representative Rapp says at the February 14th meeting of the Joint Legislative Study Committee on Public School Funding Formulas, a representative of the Colorado-based Education Commission of the States outlined the value of a consultant organization to do a systematic review of North Carolina's various education funding formulas, including the lottery allocation for school construction. The study committee has access to $1 million for such a study, and it appears it is ready to prepare a request for proposals to conduct a comprehensive study that should take up to a year to complete and would provide the state with recommendations on fairness in school funding formulas. Representative Rapp represents Haywood, Madison, and Yancey counties in the State House of Representatives. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.